Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 and 9 months FY23 earnings conference call of Techno Electric & Engineering Limited, hosted by Asian Markets Securities Limited. Please note this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Actual results may differ from such expectations, projections, etc., whether expressed or implied. Participants are requested to exercise caution while referring to such statements and remarks. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamlesh Kotak from Asian Markets Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thanks, Yashaswi. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Asian Markets, we welcome you all to the 3Q FY23 earnings conference call of Techno Electric & Engineering Company Limited. We are pleased in inviting Mr. B.P. Gupta, Managing Director, and Mr. Ankit Saroya, Director from the company. I request Shri Gupta ji to take us through an overview of the company's quarterly results, and then we shall begin the Q&A session. Over to you, sir, Gupta ji. Thank you.
Thank you, Kamlesh. Very good afternoon to all of you, and I welcome everyone to discuss our financial results for the third quarter ending December and 9 months results for the 9 period ending 31st December 2022, and future potentiality of our sector and company in this sector. Anything before I go with the details, I would like to say anything said on this call which reflects our outlook for the future or that would be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the sector faces and in turn your company faces. It is to bring to your knowledge that we have sold all the wind assets in the state of Tamil Nadu, aggregating about under 10 MW, and have signed with regard to this, the operation of this segment has been disclosed as discontinued operations in the results as per Accounting Standard 105. Let me take you through the highlights of our performance. Number, the most important again to repeat is to bring to your knowledge that we have gainfully sold major or all the capacity of the wind assets in the state of Tamil Nadu and have already realized around 50% of the money against the assets transferred as reported in the exchange, and also advance received from the various MOUs which are to be paid out by the end of this month. With regard to this, the operation for the same has been disclosed as discontinued in our results in compliance to the Accounting Standard 105. The total revenue for this quarter stands at around 190 crore. The revenue from EPC is around 185 crore. The delay, this decline in revenue in EPC is purely incidental, which are largely because of the delay in handing over of the new sites by Power Grid at Sikar and Goa and by Sterlite. The supply chain remains a bit disrupted due to non-availability of semiconductors, electronic components, and particularly 765 kV GIS modules from non-Chinese manufacturers who are eligible to supply the same in India. the FGD execution has just picked up and its impact will be felt in the coming quarters. Due to above reasons, we missed the revenue by around 100 crores, which will be largely made up in next quarter or in the ongoing quarter Q4. This is a one-time blip due to the above mentioned reasons, as the results do not reflect our outlook for the future, and we continue to remain all-time bullish for the current year as well as for the coming years. The EBITDA for the company stands at around 25 crore. The operating profit for the EPC segment is around 23 crore. We have experienced some pressures in the EBITDA margin due to high commodity prices, which are lately correcting, and also high overseas freight for our export contract. The other income for this quarter stands at rupees 20 crore compared to 120 crore for the last year. The last year income has included the profits realized out of the sale of our joint venture company with KPTL, the assets at Kohima, Nagaland for rupees 110 crore. You may expect this to happen now in Q4 out of the wind assets. The profit before tax for the quarter is at rupees 41 crore. The PAT is at 31.5 crore approximately. The difference in bottom line was majorly due to other income as stated earlier. The EPS for this quarter is at 2.9. Coming to 9 months results, our top line is at around 600 crore, and which includes EPC revenue at 510 crore. The EBITDA for the company stands at around 145 crore, and the EPC segment is at around 72 crore, and operating profit margin is for the EPC segment is at 14.2, which is 14 plus. The other income is for 9 months is at around 52 crore, as against 148 crore last year. The difference continues to be basically because of the profit booked in Q3 last year out of the sale of Kohima asset, which of under 10 crore, which this year will happen in Q4 by exit of the wind assets. The profit before tax is at 168 crore, and profit after tax is at around 146 crore. EPS is at 11.65. The total cash in hand after meeting expenses of data center as well as other diversifications is at 1200 crores. That is more than 110, which is around 110 rupees per share. The wind power asset sale will further add up to about 450 crore of cash surplus in our books, which will strengthen us to bid for smart meter projects on TOTEX basis or DBFOT model and our data center projects. During this quarter, we have booked further business worth about 500 crore, and major orders are from Sterlite Power at Goa for about 130 crore, and from REC Power Distribution Company to install 2.5 lakh smart meters under TOTEX model or under DBFOT model for rupees 338 crore. But to achieve this, we have floated a wholly owned subsidiary like we used to do in transmission assets, Techno AMI Solutions Private Limited. The order intake over the 9 months is approximately 3,000 crore, and unexecuted order book as of December end is at around 4,000 crore. We have bids in the pipeline for over 5,000 crore, which are yet to be opened, and we are hopeful of bagging at least 2,000 crore business out of the same. The outlook is extremely positive, as I have been sharing with you. I trust the difficult times are behind us, and we have shown growth in business booking, and we foresee significant growth in our top line and bottom line too in the coming quarters. We expect this growth momentum of business as well as execution to continue for the coming 3 years at least, for the year 24, 25 and 26. We expect larger business at present out of FGD segment, AMI segment and data centers and status quo in our transmission and distribution business. As you are all aware that the power sector reforms are being strongly pursued by government, and additionally the Electricity Act pending for last 3-4 years has stands approved as of December end 22. This will bring new opportunities to the company, as the consumer now stands provided with a choice of the multiple power suppliers, as in case of mobile or internet services, and also ensures timely payment to the generators, and also adequate tariff revisions to ensure financial viability and health of the DISCOMs. On the business side, I will take you through each segment we are catering to. The FGD segment is continued to be in focus as per notification of Government of India. All coal-fired thermal power stations need to limit their sulfur and nitrogen emissions as notified by the Pollution Department. There is a considerable progress already as informed by CPSUs, and we see now strong traction in by the solutions by the private sector and SMEs. We have already got orders worth 1450 crore, and we expect this level of business to continue for next 3-4 years. In the transmission sector, the renewable power target of 500 gigawatt by 2030 is strongly in place, and I expect this may be more than this. The evacuation or transmission networks for which the bidding is in pipeline for about 60 gigawatt should be completed by 2023, and now things are going at a faster pace and with no extensions. The interstate transmission system for evacuation and grid integration of 13 gigawatt renewable energy from Ladakh has been progressing well, and we are already part of it. The total investment involved in this is about 207 billion with the central government 83 billion. AMI in the segment, apart from RDSS, the major element of the power sector reforms is installation of smart metering solutions to contain the losses, metering of power properly, and empowering the consumers to view their power consumption, quality of power supply to them, and also regulating their total power consumption and timely payment of bills. The budget 2023 provides for all these incentives to the SCBs and to the DISCOMs. We are witnessing strong focus on distribution network strengthening and making them more smarter and intelligent through RDSS scheme, for which government has allocated 3 lakh crores for next 5 years to be funded by REC over PFC. The main aim of the government is now to improve efficiency, contain losses, improve the financial health of the DISCOMs. And out of this, we have already got one order from J&K for 2.5 lakh smart meters for 338 crore under TOTEX model. The Electricity Amendment Bill 2022, which is already in place and which will see the implementation. It will facilitate non-discriminatory open access to the generators as well as multiple power suppliers choice to the consumers. This may open up new areas of power distribution licensing and private sector investments in distribution as it has happened in generation and transmission in a big way. The Act provides for the use of existing networks by new licenses also, and at a fee to be decided by the regulators. The tariff of the power can be upgraded not once in a year, but maybe more than once in a year going forward. We are very, very hopeful that power sector is now at a very critical juncture and only something good should happen going forward. The wind segment. We have taken a generic resolution to sell our wind assets in the state of Tamil Nadu. We have already told that by announcement that Techno has transferred and sold 37.50 megawatt of its wind assets out of 110 megawatt situated in Tamil Nadu at a consideration of 159 CR and entered into MOU with commitment to buy and with an advance payment of 25% for another 71.4 megawatt. This will add around 450 crore to our balance sheet with a gain similar to last year as given in Coima exit. The sale of wind power assets announced today is in line with our strategy to exit the generating business and invest in our high rewarding growth areas, which includes like data centers, AMI, as well as our overseas businesses. Techno remains focused on executing its strategy of pursuing growth in targeted core EPC businesses and also developing new capabilities in areas like or proving our capabilities in areas like data centers, smart metering, power distribution, etc. Now, the third segment where we are present is data center now. We have already stated that data center business will see a multiple growth in coming 5 to 7 years. The capacity in next 3 years is likely to grow from 500 megawatt to 2 gigawatt and over next 7 years to 5 gigawatt. The data center, most of the data centers are located in Mumbai and Chennai. Airtel, Adani, Equinix, Sify, STT are already in the process of setting up our data center at Sipcot IT Park, Siruseri, Chennai, where we were the first mover, and this also validates our choice of the location. Techno is in advanced stage of completing this data center of 24 megawatt IT load of ultra-scalable, hyper-density nature. We are already achieved the progress up to the casting of this lab of second floor, and we have spent around 100 CR on this project by now, and apart from the land cost. The long lead equipment already stands ordered to the extent of 50%. The core and shell of data center building will be completed by May 23, and we are hopeful of commissioning first phase of the data center by September 23. We are seeing aggressive interest from strategic partners to enter into a JV with us for developing data centers in India. We are evaluating the available options and will be concluding the same soon forward. With capex of around 1400 CR, that is 45, that is around 15 CR per megawatt, about 60 to 65% capex is involved in electromechanical works, which is our in-house expertise, and we'll be able to leverage on the same for executing the works. With EPC capabilities and prior experience of developing infrastructure projects, we are in a unique position in comparing to the industry and are being approached by other developers now to take up EPC for them for data sector works. With this background, I would like to invite your questions.
Should we begin the question and answer session, sir?
Yeah, please.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Sandeep Tulsiyan from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, very good afternoon, sir.
Very good afternoon,
Sandeep. So first question is on the revised revenue guidance. You said it is cut by 100 crores. If you could also share the absolute numbers, what you are expected to do close FY23 by, and also what is the expected number for FY24 in terms of revenue?
Sandeep, I trust this year we should conservatively do 1000 to 1100 CR in EPC business, and another 100 CR will come out of the wind business, which we are exiting and built already. As regards 23-24, you can safely take a top line of 1600 CR, at least 400 CR per quarter.
Understood. Got it. So, sir, we have not done such high execution in any of the quarters. It's 500 crores. So, we are targeting 500 to 600 crores in fourth quarter. So, based on the current employee strength and the contract workers that we have at various sites, you think we can ramp up revenue so sharply in the fourth quarter?
You see, let me first highlight to you what happened in Q3. See, we are ahead in the field progress, where there is no decline in work, you know. Our teams, all sites are ready to receive equipment. But somehow we could not match up the supplies with the sites' requirements. So our field progress of 250 CR is intact for the year already, out of which we have already built about 175 CR by December end. Where we lagged is the supply content. The supply of 50 CR, we could not take delivery because they were meant for the projects where sites were not handed over to us, promising next week by Power Grid at Rajasthan in Sikar, as well as by Sterlite at Goa, in Goa project. So, and another 50 CR got suffered because of the very components not being there with the because of these semiconductors, our electronic components, procurements of GE or ABB, all of them raised their hands stating these are still scarce supplies, which reason you can also collaborate with them. Thirdly, some GIS modules which were expected to be delivered. You see, after Chinese are out, the suppliers left for 765 kV in countries only two now. One is GE and other is Hoshan, which is acceptable to the government. So these are all overloaded and their modules are also not complete because of, again, electronic components not being with them. And they are not able to make ready their LCC panels and others despite promises. So supply side has let us down in Q3, not the field side. Techno has always been strong in the field, as you know. I am a services company. I am not a manufacturer of any equipment. So supply is, from that point is all sourced, whereas field is our forte. We have capability to do work at 30 sites in at one go, and we have sufficient manpower for that, which are always underutilized over last 2-3 years. So whatever growth is coming, sir, is mostly out of the component of the solution as a know-how, capability component, design component, or your supply component additionally with it. So we are not worried to achieve. We could have easily done if you include free supply materials from the customers. We are very happy with, like, transformers, Power Grid or many other private Adani. They prefer to supply transformers themselves. So we prefer that. Why have that in the top line unnecessarily with low margins? So in the past also, the top line has never been our greed, sir. Nor we have ever bothered to be the largest in the country. My greed is to be best in the sector, which I have always been claiming in terms of technology, solutions, latest solutions, for anticipating what are requirements in the emerging solutions. We want to be there. We want to be the lead player in those areas and ahead of others. That is where Techno is always there. Over others. So bottom line is my key, sir, which we must achieve. And that is my reward to the shareholder. If I can deliver a bottom line with lesser risk and with a lesser top line, I don't think it should worry my investors.
Right. So fair enough. Also, attached question is on the margin side, you have been guiding conservatively that you are margins will be lower in future as FGD execution picks up, and you have guided ahead that, you know, there is some cost, commodity cost pressure as well on the company because of which margins are trending downwards. So how should we build in the margins? If you look at margins for 9 months, they were at 14.5% in EPC, but they were at 12.2% in third quarter, and your guidance in the past has been somewhere about 12.5%, what I recall from earlier calls. So should we still stick to this 12.5%, or do you think because of this commodity price pressure, they can further trend downwards in future?
No, sir. I will say, sir, that you keep 14.5%. This 12.5% has happened only because of our overheads appropriation over lower top line. With the commodity compression, our margin at 14 is already assured to you, and we maintain that. And next quarter it will be again assured, because we have built up the organization. Overheads are, we are transforming, we are evolving in new segments. So a lot of new people are joining our company as a manpower resource, both at Delhi and Kolkata. Delhi has been, wherever IT and power are merging together, we are undertaking more growth in Delhi office now. So this compression in pressure is basically because of overheads only and other expenses. It has nothing to do with the commodity side. In the third quarter. Yeah.
I see. Look, in the past you have guided actually for 12.5-13% margins. So I was just alluding to that for FY24 or so, or FY25. So maybe that is being conservative on your side. But this 14.5%, is it you're guiding it for next year now? So is it like an upward revision in that margin guidance?
Yeah, this quarter, this year also you take 14% minimum, if not better. We have tied up all the supplies and our field costs, and we are very confident to be at 14% this year also, sir.
Right. And one more question from my side, sir, is on this wind power asset sale. In the past, we had guided that, you know, we'll reserve some 50 MW for in-house captive consumption for the data center. But now seems that you have offloaded almost 80% of your capacity. Only 20 MW will be left with the company. So where will that captive power requirement will come from? And also, in terms of utilization of the funds, we'll, of course, spend some 200-250 crore each year on data center and maybe another some 300-500 crore amount on distribution projects. Still, there will be a substantial amount which will be there on the balance sheet out of the 1,500 crore balance. So what is your payout policy going to be? Is it going to be stepped up? Because right now, payout is still very low. I mean, good in terms of yield, but out of the 1,500 crore balance, you're still paying less than 150 crores a year to the shareholders. So where do you foresee that amount going to? These are the last two questions.
Sir, firstly, I would like to answer your 3-4 questions in equal steps. Firstly, I could not have got a better time than now to exit my wind assets. You see, due to energy crisis and change of government in Tamil Nadu and this business is being so local, we are able to realize now almost 80% of my purchase value, having used these machines for 12 years. I could not have expected like that ever between you and me.
Mm-hmm.
So number two, the renewable power in the country now is growing multifold. And open access in renewable power has been allowed by the amended Electricity Act already. I can buy this power at power exchanges. I can get into a group captive model in intrastate with some generator there who already are well known to us. So keeping your money locked in assets was no more making a sense with the present times, I would say. Even if I want to come back, I may again come back now with solar, some joint venture with some generator taking an interest of 26% in solar capacity, or even in wind with the latest technologies, which have gone a long way in improving CUFs over what we had CUF in our machines when we procured in 8 times. So all those factors are properly taken care by us. Our data center will be fed more competitively by procuring power from other eligible means than holding on to your own generating assets. It was not making business sense anymore. Given the present, I will say the traction in the market in buying these assets by local industries for captive use. Number one.
Yeah.
Number two, now coming to the cash in our books, sir. Obviously, cash belongs to our investors. They are very valued to us. If we payout will also go up, buyback will also continue. And I can assure you our all investors will be multiply rewarded in the years to come. You see, the more important part where I am excited now is, which I never saw in my 40 year of career in this sector, sir, that we got, this company was no more than 100 CR when Electricity Act 2003 happened. Today we are at 1,000 crore plus minus. Now another amendment has come. So there is no reason why Techno should not be 10,000 CR top line and a bottom line of at least 1,500 CR by 2030. I see no reason. Every year you will see magical growth in this company now. In my lifetime I have not seen these times. The kind of business available in the market, the kind of cash eligibility we have, sir, which most companies don't have in our sector today. They are starved of their own capital. They are starved of their own execution pace. and they are starved of their own eligibilities to commit more in this sector. So it is a very exciting time now. And Techno has all kind of experiences, EPC, developer, asset owner, O&M, what is required to be in this market now. And play with so many technologies around us. We have been always up to date with the technologies or beyond. If any technology a multinational knows, among EPCs I can claim with pride, sir, that it is only Techno who matches them in capability.
Sorry to cut you, but the only question over there was, we were always an asset-light company focusing on high ROICs, and with this DBFOT investment and data center investment, we might become a bit more asset-heavy in future. So I just wanted to get your more thoughts on this capital allocation, because one thought may be that these are temporary investments and you may monetize them, or you may continue to run some of them for a longer period of time. So just wanted to get your thoughts on the capital allocation part of it.
I'm coming to you, sir. My capital allocated in EPC business will never be more than 500 CR. Even if it is DBFOT model or any model, sir, there is a concept called securitization of the deferred bids. Once the project has achieved a COD, sir, you can securitize your bids. That is what we intend doing. We already have a policy to securitize our bids of this particular order also. Because there are many financiers who want to wrap up the book. There are many PE funds who are approaching us to invest in our AMI subsidiary to scale up the books, like funds like NIIF and others. So there is no dearth of funds now to fund these kind of operations. And definitely I am going to keep my balance sheet asset light. We are not. That's why we floated a subsidiary. And let that subsidiary take care of its business in its own merit.
Got it. And that's very helpful, sir. Thank you so much for taking all the questions and all the best.
Welcome. Always welcome. Please visit us to grow our mindset. It is not going to change.
Yes, sir. Happy to know that, sir.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Ashwini Sharma from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon and thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is again on the revenue. So Q3 was impacted because of the supply chain as you mentioned. But what gives us the confidence on the supply chain that we will be able to do 500 crore in the Q4?
First of all, I'll say that in EPC business, quarter on quarter is very puzzling. It's a very big puzzle, number one. And number two, definitely you can appreciate that not being getting supplies in Q3, definitely we called for our intensive meetings with the all reputed vendors, have definitive programs with them, have backup LCs with them from us. Now the priorities, programs are all fully committed and tied up in whichever format they support our projects and how much they mean as a value to us. So definitely, you know, you cannot leave a homework to the market forces anymore. In Q3, we were believing in the normal course things will go right. So slippages happened, but we cannot continue to happen. So now all programs are completely tied up with them, sir.
Okay. Thanks for that answer, sir. So my second question is on the data centers. What is the update on the JV partner that we have been scouting for quite a bit some time now?
Keith, will you like to answer this question better?
Yeah, sure. So as far as JV partner is concerned, we are in active discussions, as mentioned earlier. We are already in receipt of a term sheet from one of the JV partners. Due to confidentiality, obviously, we cannot disclose right now or mention the details. But we are in progress and we are parallelly in discussion with at least two or three more data center operators, one based out of Singapore and a couple of them based out of US. while we have a term sheet from another JV partner based in Singapore itself. So that said, we are quite confident that we should be able to close something over the next 6 to 8 months' time.
Okay, thank you. So thirdly, similar, you know, again, one more question on the data center. The CapEx of 100 crore, I think it's been there for couple of quarters. How is the construction or execution is happening at data centers at Chennai?
Currently, you see, CapEx will obviously take time to build up because most of the purchase orders or letter of awards which have been given out to various suppliers, vendors or contractors on field do not contain a heavy upfront payment to them. Therefore, the CAPEX is not building up. But today, as we speak, we have completed construction up to the second floor of the data center. Two more floors are left to go. This should get completed by mid-April or end of April. So the core and shell of the data center will be completed by end of April, and we should start architectural finishing works from mid-March onwards. Procurement of equipment are almost completed up to 50-60%, and these equipments will start getting delivered in next 4 to 6 months' time. And the remaining portion of equipment should also get ordered out within the next couple of months. So we are hopeful that we'll be able to bring this project into commissioning around the month of August.
Okay. So coming back to...
What I mean by 100 CR is a spent money paid out in cash and committed capex already by ordering is around 400 CR by now. As far as commitments are concerned to the vendor arrangements. It is going on track, and first phase of our project is around 650 CR phase one, which we intend to making it ready by August, September this year. Another 200 CR will get settled by March end. That is the case. But payouts will happen by September only, progressively.
Yeah. And sir, coming back to EPC revenue guidance for 24, the 1600 revenue guidance which you gave, how much can will it be from the data center EPC and from the metering and the FGD, if you can just give us some sense?
Yeah, by and large, I gave this breakup last time also. You can take FGD around 500 to 600 CR and transmission another around 500, 400 CR and another data sector will be another about 350 CR and you can say another 250 to 300 CR will be from AMI.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the answer, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you very much. Sir, I wanted to understand your view on, sir, we have over 1500 crore of net cash. And sir, there is a company, GE Power India. So you must be knowing that company in and out. Sir, so the promoter wants to exit that business. And so the share price has fallen below 2005 levels. Sir, so is there any opportunity for us to acquire that asset at a throwaway price and turn it around? So what are your views on the thing?
Sir, I have not examined the company, number one. If GE Power, you are meaning the company of US GE, I don't know. Or it is some Indian company, I have no idea.
Sir, it is GE Power India, it is a listed company, sir, so you can kindly check it out, and sir, the market capitalization is 800 crore as of now.
and the promoter has stated that they want to sell off this company and they want to exit this line of business. So since we are...
What do they do, sir? Can you update us? I am not fully informed.
Sir, they are doing EPC work for thermal and hydropower plants in India. And they also do FGT, etc. Sir, so since it's a listed company and everything is publicly available, sir, you can kindly check it out if it makes sense for us to acquire it at a throwaway price.
Thank you very much for bringing it to our knowledge. We'll examine it, sir.
Sir, thank you very much and best of luck.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Very good afternoon, sir. Sir, first question is on your revenue guidance of 1600 odd crores. So I think earlier con calls you had said that this 1000 odd EPC crore, 1000 crore EPC revenue will scale up to around 2000 in the coming 2-3 years. Right, and this never included the EPC business from the data center business. And now in the 1600, you are including that as well. So, you know, that was something that I could not understand because already you have around 4,000 odd crores of order book from the non-data center business itself. So why should, you know, this 1600 crore sort of a guidance include that as well? Because then it means that the execution from 4,000 crore order book will be just 1,200 odd crores. So that looks like very small sort of a number. So if you can throw some light on that, sir.
You see, there is no specific point to be communicated in this. Our target is to achieve 2000 by 25. And definitely data center is a part of our business. It's quite likely in 23-24 itself we may exceed 1600 also. My nervous system says that presently I have to soothe the nerves out of this quarter outcome. So market must believe that whatever 1600 I am saying has a scope to improve by another 250 but not go down by 250. That's more important to all of us, Suresh. So that is the purpose I said that even if you take a worst scenario, because we have to book that EPC also while commissioning stage 1. So whether it will be 1500 plus 350 or 1600 includes this 350 makes no difference as long as top line stands achieved by us. So what I want to communicate is a comfort that next year of 23-24, whatever growth we could not achieve this year will definitely be made up next year.
Understood, sir. That's helpful. Secondly, so this wind power, out of this 450 crore, the remaining 300 odd crore, 75 crore will be realized in month of February, and 225 crore remaining, when can we expect to realize, sir?
No, I said we have already realized 250 CR, sir, and only 200 more to be realized by February end.
Okay, so everything is coming in this quarter itself. Understood.
Absolutely.
Understood. And sir, last quarter, I mean, this partnership, JV partnership in the data center business, so that seems to be like, you know, we are, you know, always in saying that we are getting something finalized. Even in last call, we said that we are in silent period and term sheet is getting finalized. Now, I think the revised guidance is another 6-7 months will take. So, what exactly are we just sort of, you know, biding the time so that we get the sweetest deal, or do we have a, you know, are we not getting the deal from someone who we really want to quote for this business, or are we not getting the required valuation? So, where is it taking so much time? Because almost like, you know, last 8-9 months, our commentary has been that we are going to be finalizing the deal soon, but it is never happening.
Ankit, will you like to address?
Yeah, you see, the reason why we've not been able to conclude, even though we have said in the past that it would not take more than 6 to 8 months, because this industry is still very, what do I say, very, very new to the country. And there is a lot of activity around the industry which is ongoing. So every day or almost every alternate day, you would see in newspapers some announcement or the other in regards to the data center industry. Now, with these announcements, obviously the, you know, the quality of term sheets and quality of partnerships are changing along the way. There is more interest from many other data center operators which were not looking into India earlier, but have started looking into India today. And very, very large data center operators who we were in probably in discussion in the earlier days, who we were introducing the Indian market to, but did not take that interest. And today they are looking to jump into it. And with time, the second thing which has happened in our favor is that, especially with this project, is that the project has progressed really very well. Whether it is the design engineering, whether it is the progress that we've been able to make on the field, because many industry players did not expect Techno to find success in execution or in design to begin with without a strategic partner. But we've been able to demonstrate that. Now this project is looking to get commissioned over the next 7 to 8 months' time. Having said that, the confidence level in the market for Techno has improved, and therefore the quality of investors chasing us or behind us has also improved. And the term sheets on along the way are also, to that an extent, improving. So this dynamic change in the industry, plus newer interests that we are seeing come into the project, and with the project progress, the quality of term sheets improving, all of this is, you know, constantly making us look at the next best thing. Today, we are in discussions with, as I mentioned, a couple of data center operators from US and then a couple of them from Singapore. And none of these data center operators, I would say, at least three of them are sitting on a balance sheet size of more than $10 to $15 billion, which was not the size of operators that we ever targeted to begin with, though we hoped for it. So things are looking brighter and better as project is progressing and as the industry is opening out more. So it's that we are just keeping patience to see how we can make better of the situation that we have in hand.
Understood. And sir, my final question is that you said that obviously the opportunity that you are seeing, you are saying that it is probably the best that you have seen in your career. And now, of course, we have a very strong balance sheet also. But from an organizational perspective, sir, are we doing something every quarter to sort of strengthen our top level and senior as well as mid-level management so that we are able to, because, you know, such a large scale, of course, if you're looking at 10x scale, cannot be achieved without the proper sort of a management talent at every level in the organization. So if you can, sir, update something that we have done, because now we are seeing so many opportunities in multiple directions, but do we have that talent to sort of take advantage of this, especially given the changing scenario, Electricity Act and everything, sir?
Ideally, we appreciate your question, and very, very appropriate in the evolving, developing situation to address. You see, no quality and quantum of manpower is ever complete in an industry like ours, sir, number one. Number two, to achieve this part, Ankit is now operating out of Delhi and not Kolkata anymore. And our Delhi office is getting strengthened by every passing day. And we want to build it more strongly wherever IT and power combination is going to be a way of life. But business is building around conventional solutions will all be handled, continue to be handled from Kolkata, where manpower is already available. In last, I will say that last 2 months, we must have added about 30 people at senior and medium level in our company, sir. So this recruitment phase is very strong, and it is going on. But I will not. I like to say at the same time, I am also seeing some attrition, which I have never seen earlier. Also, we have lost about 10-12 people also from our team who are willing to be located outside our company. So this is a talent hunting will be a ongoing requirement of our business, and it is going to be very specially performed. We have created a strong HR setup at Delhi. We have engaged all good HR consultants with us who are working in tandem with us. So your question is well taken, sir, and I respect for very, very appropriate question.
Thank you, sir, and all the best for the coming quarters.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Deepesh Agarwal from UTI AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. Most of my questions have been answered. Only two bookkeeping questions. Number one, sir, what would be our equity investment in the smart meter subsidiary?
Sir, firstly, you see the SPV will hand over a EPC to Techno. So we are not going to invest much equity there other than maybe 5 CR or so. Now, EPC receivables will be there from the SPV, which will be securitized with the one of the financial company, and all EPC bills will be paid off from the SPV. So we don't see much equity support to be provided from the parent company.
So, sir, the receivables will be realized over a period of 6 or 7 years, right?
No, I'm sharing with you, Deepesh, that we intend securing, you know, what should I say, securitization, what you call in the financial markets, that some finance company will securitize those bills and pay us with the discounted value today by rate of interest, whatever is applicable, 8-9% out of that. So once we have our payments upfront made to the EPC, the same will be paid out to Techno Electric. So in the intervening period, you can say the Techno's engagement as receivables will be lifted to 100 CR, no more than 100 CR. And the project will keep COD.
Okay. And sir, second question is...
Let me complete the way. Because 30% is a capex that utility is paying us. In a TOTEX model, it is a 30-70 model practice in Jammu Kashmir. So 30% payment they are paying us with every progress, every bill progressively like EPC. So what we are funding is only 70% part of it. To be paid over 9 years or so.
Okay. The other question is, so we had a lot of wind receivables with us. Now, when you are selling the wind asset, who will get those receivables over? Would it be the new buyer or Techno will get the pending receivables?
So those all belong to Techno, sir. Whatever issues till the date of sale, Techno has the right under the agreement to pursue them. With the utility, through the courts and any other jurisdictions, we have no bar on it. They all belong to us because the very bills are also lying in our name only with them. So generally, the utilities pay to the very entity in whose name bills are outstanding with them.
Okay. And what would be the outstanding amount right now?
About 200 CR, sir.
Okay, and as any expectation, by when do you expect this to be received?
This is a $1 million question, sir. We are contesting with the utility to pay it upfront. We have all high court orders in our favor. We have all the regulatory orders in our favor. Utility is also promising us to pay us day in, day out. But there is parallelly a scheme running in the country to pay in 48 installments. So we are already, they are attempting to pay us under 48 installments, which we are getting regularly from them, about 2 CR per month. But we are protesting it. So hopefully some success will come. We are hopeful to wind up this issue as fast as possible, sir.
Okay, sure. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Akhilesh Bakri, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Namaste, sir.
Yeah, namaste.
Sir, we have some pending receivables from Afghanistan also. So has there been any update on that matter?
Yeah. The update now is the local government has more or less accepted the situation that the funding body like ADB or World Bank may not come back to Afghanistan because of their issues of the human rights or other religious issues as practiced there. So they have lately approached us to take up this project, possibly under rupee arrangement between the government of India and Afghanistan government. So we are they have started discussing with us. Three projects they have identified. One belongs to us, one to KEC and one to KPTL. These three are important to the country because they cater to Central Asia and not only to Afghanistan. So hopefully some settlement may happen in next 2 months soon. How to go about it? Because the best part is 80% of the project stands built and paid for. So we are in a very strong position to that this project need to be completed. No government will leave it half done by having spent 80% capex on it. And secondly, it is being of strategic interest to them.
Yes, sir. And as on date, the outstanding was around 45 crores, right?
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Karan Barmecha from Pink Bull Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. I was actually a little late on the call, but my question was primarily to do with this financial year's revenue target. So with the third quarter result, it kind of looks a little off versus the 800 CR we were supposed to kind of earn, including this quarter in the last two quarters. So where do you see the final numbers for the last quarter of this financial year?
I have already replied to this question to Mr. Tushyant's query that you can expect our top line to be anywhere around 1100 CR plus finance this year. And next year it will be 1600 CR.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Shreyans Katani from SG Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My question is on the data center business. So if I look at the website, you also mentioned about a Mumbai and Kolkata data center. So I just wanted to know what the strategy is there. Is it going to be EPC? Or because as I understand, the first Chennai data center was like more of a pilot demonstrating Techno's capabilities. So we need more capital in there. So the next projects, do you look at them as, you know, capital-intensive projects or more on a lighter side once we already have capabilities set up, you know, from the Chennai data center?
Ankit, would you like to answer this question?
Yeah, so basically, Calcutta... most likely is going to be our next project after Chennai. And Calcutta is starting to see great potential for data centers because that side, which is the east and the northeast side of the country, is completely uncatered by data centers. As we speak today, over the last 3 months, Airtel and NTT, which is the telecom company from Japan, have both broken ground and started construction of data centers in Calcutta. Then Singapore Telecom, Adani, CTRLS are also looking to come up with data centers in Calcutta. And we follow a very similar strategy in Calcutta as what we've done in Chennai, wherein we will develop a data center of a similar nature, most likely of a similar nature that is there in Chennai, and ultimately look for a strategic partner to come in and take over the data center for operations and customer acquisition. So it might go on a very similar lines with Chennai, and hopefully the partner that we are able to engage for in Chennai should show interest in Calcutta as well, with Calcutta becoming a very important market for data centers.
Got it. Thank you. So my next question was just on the order pipeline. What kind of order book do we expect to close? And I remember you mentioned about 5,000 crore in the last con call. So just wanted to know if that is unchanged or are we L1 on any orders currently?
So we still repeat 5,000 CR. We have participated in bids worth 5,000 CR, which have yet to see a opening. We are hopeful that in the balance period, we will be able to book another business of 1,000 CR safely. So we maintain 5,000 CR as a order book by close of the year, sir.
Got it. And we expect to execute around 1,300-1,400 CR out of the 5,000 is what we...
Not this year, sir. Next year.
Sorry. Yeah, FY24.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got it. Okay. All right, thank you. That's all from my end.
Thank you. I would now like to hand over the call to management for closing remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. I will once again thank you all of you and like to retreat my commitment that this quarter is a one-time blip due to difficult supply chain challenges and also delay in handover of the sites from the developers. Although field works in other locations are in good progress, and there have been some time lag in takeoff of the projects recently awarded to us. From the current quarter onwards, we expect a top line of almost 400 to 500 crore per quarter, with Q4 ending with no less than 500 CR. And the bottom line of this year should be at par with the previous year, with other income remaining alike. Definitely growing in future years with the growth in the top line. With this, I would like to thank all of you once again in joining the conference call with us. In case you have further any query related to our performance, please drop a mail to us. With that, I would like to close the conference and thank everybody for joining.
Thank you. On behalf of Asian Market Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.